Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
One of the world's great voices is on the line with us now, Britain's favourite tenor, Alfie Beau, made his debut here in Australia with a trip with Olivia Newton-John singing on stage. You're looking like you're in shock. He's got an amazing voice, this guy.
He does. They say he's got the voice of Pavarotti and the swagger of Jagger, but I understand also a bit of a blokish charm like our very own Hugh Jackman. So welcome to the show, Alfie Beau.
How you doing? Great.
Tell us how it all started, Alfie.
No, yeah. Well, you know, I've been very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time and singing to the right people at the right time. So back in the day when it all began, I was working as a car mechanic in a car factory in the north of England. And I was singing along to the radio, and a guy who was buying a car from the factory overheard me and said, you know, you have a good voice, you should try and do something with it. Told me about an opera company in the UK that were auditioning for members for their next UK tour, and I went down to London, auditioned for them, and got taken on. So I handed in my notice in the factory and hit the road.
Did you find it hard, though, initially, not having any formal training and coming across, I guess, people that, you know, all their lives wanted to be an opera singer and from a very young age had done training and were pushed? Did you find that difficult to come across people like that?
All I knew how to sing was to just sing naturally. That was the only way I really knew. And I knew I wasn't perfect. I knew that because I hadn't had the formal training, that there was a lot that I had to learn. And I had to learn it very fast and very quickly in this company. But then after I'd finished in the company, I then decided to go and have formal training and went along to the Royal College of Music and then the National Opera Studio and did my study there, my apprenticeship, if you will, you know.
So really what you were doing was combining the science and the art together to try and learn what it is that makes it work, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you have a natural ability to sing, or everybody has a natural ability to do whatever talent they're doing or whatever job there is. But to have that training to improve on that ability, to improve and to make that stamina last and your vocal longevity continue, it's very important to have that technique and to know what you're doing.
Now, in 2002, you went on and won a Tony Award for your role in Baz Luhrmann's Broadway production of La Boheme. How was that for you, stepping into a completely different realm and world of, you know, the theatre people and all that? Because it just would have been extraordinary from where you've come from.
It was incredible. It was an amazing job to be involved in and to work with Baz Luhrmann. I mean, he's a genius as far as I'm concerned. He's a great artist. It didn't go down too well with the classical world in the UK, me making that decision to move to Broadway and do an opera on Broadway. But basically, I couldn't give a damn what they thought, to be honest. I went off and did it, you know.
Is that how you got the term the bad boy of opera?
Yeah, it's sort of like I've gone against the conventional a view of an opera singer, and I find it very stifling. I found that world quite stifling to be in, because you get a lot of people saying, you're an opera singer, you should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do the other, and it's like, it's complete crap, really.
Well, look, it's been really wonderful talking with you, Alfie, and, you know, hopefully you'll come back on the show again when you've got another new CD out and you're out in Australia again.
I was just going to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed my stay here, and I just want to thank everybody for all the support and appreciation from last night, and everyone that's shown me so much care since I've been here. I love this country. It's an amazing place. So
good
thank
stuff.
You.
And for those listeners who want a taste of Alfie with his brand new CD, we've got 5 to give away. So if you go on to mindfood.com.
Finally, Alfie, what advice can you give Michael and I for our Christmas CD? He's just written here we need to launch a Christmas CD, a sing-along country western classic to go along with our radio show. Any tips?
You know, I think maybe the album could be an instrumental album. Good.
Now you're talking, Alfie.
See you later, Alfie. Thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.